Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. Jake Eisenberg with you, getting you set for this Saturday evening game between the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the New Hampshire Fisher Cats. Second game of this three-game series. And we're joined now by one of the members of the Flying Squirrels starting rotation. Garrett Williams joins us on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up. First thing for you, Garrett, last couple of starts have been some of your best of the season. Six scoreless innings against Portland, five scoreless innings the next time out. What's been the biggest thing for you?
Being able to limit mistakes of my own, really. Walking a lot of guys, hitting a couple guys. Really just bearing down when those guys get in the scoring position. So I think, the box score shows different than what was actually going on in the game. Where the box score shows nobody scored, but I was still struggling on the mound with command. Being able to throw my off-speed, my secondary pitches for strikes, those was big for me, and the fastball command wasn't there. So being behind in the count a lot from the fastball, being able to throw those off-speed pitches for strikes, trying to get back into pitcher's counts, getting weak contact ground balls, those double plays, was really helpful in those past two games. So.
When you have those days where the command isn't as sharp as you'd like it to be, how do you fight through that?
It's not only a mental but a physical grind. Like I was saying earlier, a lot of the mistakes that I got in were my own. Falling behind a lot. A lot of walks, a lot of two-out walks. Getting guys in scoring position. So every inning there's a guy on base. Having to work through that, having to stop those guys from scoring. I think I've been through it enough that I guess when those guys get on base, I just kind of break down and keep them from scoring. So for me, like I said, being through that a lot from the fastball command, I've been through it before, so I kind of know how to get out of those innings a little better.
This is a team that currently leads the Eastern League in double plays turned. We saw that a lot the other night when you were starting, how there'd be a guy on first but immediately erased on a double play. And we also noticed how many ground ball outs there were. How does your pitching style lend itself to all of those ground balls?
Not to get too analytical, I guess, but my fastball sinks a lot. So guys are swinging over the top of it and creating weak top spin ground balls. Those guys that got on base were from walks. So getting that ground ball... you hope for a double play, but just getting a ground ball in that situation is big. So for us to come out of it with four, nearly five double plays that game was huge and helpful to get me through that game.
We saw yesterday Caleb Berger on the mound, and a bunch of his outs were in the air. But you're both left-handed pitchers, so what's kind of the difference between the way you guys attack hitters?
His fastball works better up in the zone. He's got his fastball's got a little more ride to it, so it seems as if it elevates in the zone, so guys are swinging underneath it, creating that fly ball spin. So for him, he gets a lot of his outs on swing and misses up in the zone and fly ball outs. So that's how ours is different.
Chatting here with Garrett Williams on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. First pitch at 6:05 tonight between the Flying Squirrels and the Fisher Cats. Want to talk about another member of this starting rotation, the guy on the mound tonight, Brandon Beachy, a Major League veteran. He's been here with the Flying Squirrels trying to make a comeback to the Major Leagues. What's it been like to have him and his knowledge of the game in the clubhouse?
It's been awesome, honestly, to have another voice with us, a guy who's been there and has that experience. Just kind of picking his brain throughout the game in the dugout or, in the locker room or what have it. A guy that can recognize guys' swings, he knows how to pitch them, guys he can pick tendencies off of and things like that. So it's been a big helpful voice to listen to and to get some knowledge from and grow as each pitcher does. So he's been awesome to have. I'm looking forward to his start today.
When you guys have your pitchers meetings and you break down kind of the scouting reports for the teams that are coming up, what are some of the additional things that he notices that might be a little bit below the surface?
The reports show like hot and cold zones, aggressive tendencies and things like that, but they don't always show what the hitter's swing is doing. So he can pick up on that pretty good. How they take balls, how they swing and miss at balls, just kind of shows what their approach is going to be like, and you can pitch off of that.
Will you approach him in the dugout during one of your starts and ask him if he's seeing something that you might be seeing, or if someone else sees something, if he kind of corroborates that?
Definitely could, but in my starts, for me, I'm more focused on pitch to pitch. Like the last two starts have been trying to grind through it, so that's where my focus has been, not necessarily what the batter is doing, just trying to get back in the zone for me. So
finishing up here with Garrett Williams on the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. You've now got this momentum from these last two starts. How do you carry that forward?
Just take the confidence with that, knowing that, you know, I haven't had my best stuff, haven't had the best fastball command, but still being able to shut teams down and limited to a few hits and keep them from crossing the plate. So knowing that even though I haven't had my best stuff, it's still playing. So being able to have success off these teams is a big confidence booster.
All right, Garrett, thanks very much. Looking forward to seeing you out there next week.
Absolutely. Thank you.
We'll be right back in the Flying Squirrels pregame warm-up presented by Air Force Reserve. The starting lineups are next, and then first pitch between Richmond and New Hampshire on Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now 105.1 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.